so good. Come on, would we give Jesus a mighty shout of praise all across this place? Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Yeah, come on, from the front to the back, left to the right, would you just lift your hands to heaven all across this place? Jesus, we thank you that you're here. Thank you, the King of Glory is in this room. God, we come before your word with teachability. We come before your word with humility. Our hearts are open, God. Would you have your way? We want to never be the same. God, I even ask, would tonight be a catalyst in our DNA as a youth ministry? God, I ask that it wouldn't just be a cool topic or a nice sermon or even a term theme. Let it become DNA of Nations Youth Ministry. Father, I thank you that you're growing us, you're maturing us. So, Holy Spirit, we give you permission to cut off belief systems, to cut off mindsets that are robbing us, to place within us new convictions and new belief systems, and to transform us into a new person. God, we love you. We honor you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said? Everybody said? Come on, can we just take 10 seconds, Nations Youth, and lift up a mighty shout of praise? Come on, would you just give some honor, give some glory? Oh, come on, don't give a better praise to your football team than you do your Jesus. Come on now, all across this place. Oh, we love you, Lord. So good. So good, man. I'm excited. Who here is ready for the Word of God tonight? Who here is so ready you brought your Bible with you to Nations Youth Ministry? If you've got your Bible, I want you to open it right now. Stay standing. We're going to read from the book of Nehemiah. Someone say Nehemiah. Turn to your neighbor, say Nia. Turn to the other neighbor and say Maya. We're going to read from Nehemiah chapter number 8. When you're there, slap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, I'm there. So good. Man, I'm so excited for tonight's message. I'm so excited to... It's just so good to be back at Term 2 Nations Youth, isn't it? Are you happy to be in the house of God tonight? If you are new or visiting, I know we've already welcomed you, but I just want to give you a huge welcome. I want to let you know I'm so grateful that you're here. And I pray that tonight, more than just having a nice youth experience, I pray that you would encounter Jesus. Because when Jesus becomes real to you, your whole life begins to change. And you're full of a room tonight of people that have had God reveal himself to them, and we're never the same because of it. And later on in this talk, I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus into your life to be your Lord and your Savior. And if you're here tonight and you're not following God, that is your moment. When I give that appeal, I want to encourage you to respond. I want to encourage you to say this prayer at the end of the service and believe it. And I believe this will be the beginning of a beautiful relationship with God for you. And your life, I believe it tonight, your life is never going to be the same. You're going to look back on this night, the 24th of April, and say, man, something happened in me that I was never the same. 24th of April, 2026. And so that'll come up later if you're new or visiting. I want to encourage you with that. But for everyone that is here, we're going to read the Bible together. It says in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8, I'm going to open the text in verse number 5. It says this, Ezra, someone say Ezra. Do we have any Ezras in the house tonight? Anyone called Ezra? No? Yes? No? No. Okay, thank God. Oh, we do. We've got an Ezra over there. Praise God. What's so great? Give it up for Ezra over there, everyone. It's grateful you're here, bro. Verse number 5. Ezra opened the book. This is the book of the law. And all the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. And Ezra praised the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen. Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shibbethai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, and Peliah instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Verse number 9, then Nehemiah. Someone say, then Nehemiah. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest, and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to them, this day, someone say this day. This day. Turn to your neighbor and say this day. This day. Turn to the other neighbor and say this day. This day. He said, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Verse number 10, this is our term, theme is in this scripture. Nehemiah said, go. Someone say, go.
Go.
And enjoy. Someone say, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Choice food and sweet drinks. Who loves choice food? Bit of a, maybe a Wicked Wing Go bucket. Maybe a muesli and yogurt from Myri IGA. Come on, somebody. Maybe a bubble tea. Maybe a boba boba. Come on now. And you know, it's brown sugar all day. My brother. Go and enjoy choice food, sweet drinks. Send some to those who have nothing prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I love it. He says this day is holy. Someone say holy.
Holy.
And when I think of holiness, man, I think of reverence. I think of awe. I think of the fear of God. And those things are good and they're true and they're real. But he says this day is holy. Therefore, do not grieve nor weep, but go and celebrate and be glad. And he makes a really interesting statement. He says, why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, Nations Youth, our turn to theme, and the thing I feel so impressed upon my spirit for it to not be a nice idea or concept, but for it to become a reality in your life. The title of tonight's sermon, the title of this term's theme, the prophetic declaration of every leader, of every teenager, of every year 7, year 8, year 9, year 10, year 11, year 12, every volunteer, every leader, is simply this. If you're taking notes tonight, you need to write it at the top of your page. If it's in your Bible, you need to underline it. You got a highlighter, you got to highlight it tonight. It needs to be more than an idea, more than a concept. It's got to get real in you. The title of our theme is the joy of the Lord. And I want to tell you tonight, the joy of the Lord, it's not just a concept. It's more than an idea. It's not just a feeling. I want to tell you tonight, the joy of the Lord's got nothing to do with what you're walking through and everything to do with who you're connected to. See, it's not the joy of your circumstance. It's not the joy of the grade you got in your last math test. It's not even the joy of what God has done in your life. It's not the joy of a situation, it's the joy of the Lord. And I feel like tonight, the best way I can describe it, it's almost like we're around a big 50-meter swimming pool. And this pool represents the joy of the Lord. And I want to tell you, as much as we're going to talk into it, we're going to teach in it, the invitation isn't for you to hear and understand. There's an encounter for you tonight to jump on in. I pray that we'd be a generation of teenagers, of youth, of young adults. They don't just know, they don't just read Nehemiah 8 and say, that's a great idea, but say, no. That's a reality in my life. That we don't wait for our situations to change. We don't wait for what we're praying for to happen. But even in the midst of a storm, even in the lowest valley, even in the hardest situation, that you would have a conviction. My joy is not situational. It's not the joy of what I'm going through. It's the joy of the Lord. And if the Lord is with me, I've got joy. I've got joy in my heart, because your joy isn't about what you're going through. It's about who you're connected to. Can you say amen? So one last time, we just lift your hands all across this place. Say this with me. Say, Holy Spirit, give me joy. Not my joy, but your joy. the joy of the Lord. I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said, can we just give God one more shout of praise? Come on. Oh, come on now. Let's take 20 seconds and let's give God some honor, some glory, some praise. We love you, Lord. Amen. 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 Hey, can we thank the worship team as well? You guys are phenomenal. So good. Turn to your neighbor, give them a high five. Say, I got joy, joy, joy. You guys can take your seat. I'm going to pull the mic away a bit, Brendan. We're going to need to meet halfway, but it's going to be a good time. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Who used to sing that in primary school? Give me away. Let's go. You know, one of the greatest areas the enemy is attacking this generation is in the area of mental health. If you are alive and you live in this city, you'd have to be living under a rock to not realize that we have an epidemic in this generation of anxiety, of depression, of bipolar, of all sorts of mental health things. And you know, a recent stat I saw is that in Western Australia, of all the young people aged 16 to 24, 40% experience a mental disorder, particularly anxiety. And I believe that God isn't just wanting to observe this from a distance, He's wanting to change this. And maybe you're here tonight and you might even be a follower of Jesus and you're saying, Matt, that's me. I'm a Christian, but I struggle with anxiety, or I'm a Christian and I have dark thoughts, or I'm a Christian, but man, if I'm honest, I just feel low so often, what I'm going through is so tough. And I'm not here to tell you tonight that what you're going through isn't real. I just want to tell you that joy is available. Yeah. See, I believe God wants us to be a city on a hill, a light to the world. And a part of that light is communicating the gospel. And a part of that light is living a life that's different to the world. And I believe God wants His joy, the joy of the Holy Spirit to... Whoa. Oh, thank goodness. Can we give it up for Abby, everyone? That is already so much better. So God wants tonight... I actually lost my train of thought, but... God wants us to look different, not just from what we preach, but how we are. And like I said, there's an invitation, there's a pool called joy, and at the end of the service, I'm going to give you an opportunity to jump on into those waters. And my prayer tonight is that it wouldn't just be conceptual, it would become an encounter and a reality in your life. And verse number 9 is really random, but it says this, that Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them, this day is holy to the Lord. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. You know, you can be a Christian and still go through weeping. What's interesting to me is what they were weeping about. Have you ever felt sad because you listened to a sad song? Come on, somebody. Have you ever felt sad because you watched a sad movie? Has anyone ever watched Marley and Me before? Give me a wave if you watched Marley and Me. Give me a wave if you never watched Marley and Me. I don't want to ruin it for you, but the sequel's called Just Me. Who loves a movie about a dog? Don't watch Marley and Me. But I get it, bro. We watch a sad movie, we listen to a sad song, and we start to feel a little bit sad. Maybe we see a sad reel on Instagram. It's like, man, I feel a little bit low now. What's challenging me is what they were watching or what they were witnessing caused them to be sad. It wasn't a reel, it wasn't a movie, it wasn't music, it was the Word of God. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. They were listening to the words of the law. They were listening to the Bible. They were listening to the things of God. Did you know you can actually listen to the right word but still have the wrong response?
you can actually hear God correctly and still respond incorrectly. They were listening to the right word. It was the word of God, living, breathing, alive, and active. But rather than it producing joy inside of them, it produced sadness and mourning and weeping. And I want to tell you tonight, young person, the right response to conviction, the right response to God's word, the right response to instruction isn't mourning and weeping, it's joy of the Lord. I want to give you some examples. Maybe this has happened in your life where you might have heard the right word but had the wrong response. Let's go to the first one. The first right word, be a living sacrifice. Who here has heard that before? A wrong response would say that because of that, I'm not allowed to enjoy my life. Right word, wrong response. We should be a living sacrifice, but I want to tell you, being a living sacrifice is the most fulfilling thing you'll do with your life, because the joy of the Lord is available there, because the joy of God is in there. Being a living sacrifice isn't about going without all the fun in the world. It's about going without all the sin in the world and going hard after Jesus and enjoying your life because you're living for Him. Come on, somebody. Maybe for you, you've heard the right word. We are a Jacob generation. Maybe when you heard that, you had the wrong response, that because of that, I need to strive. I need to work my way. I got to wrestle my own flesh. I got to perform. I got to do it in my own strength. The right word, the wrong response. Maybe for you, you've heard this term, undignified worship. I love undignified worship. It's the right word. It's in the Bible. But maybe for you, your wrong response is, I need to perform and exhaust myself, forcing myself to be loud. Maybe God addresses an area in your life and He speaks to you about cutting something off. It's the right word, but you allow it to mean God is upset with you, that He's disappointed and that He's far. I want to tell you tonight, young people, we can hear the right word, but if we're not careful, if we don't approach it with faith, we can have the wrong response. And it wasn't until Nehemiah in this passage of scripture actually corrected the people that they went from weeping to joy. And I believe that there are some things God has been doing in us as a youth ministry, but I believe in term 2, 2026, God is wanting to add into the mix a conviction of the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Someone say joy of the Lord. Don't you know, say joy of the Lord. It's interesting that the Bible says it's the joy of the Lord, because in my head, if it's of God, then God would just make it happen. But Nehemiah 8 shows us that that isn't actually the case. Verse 9, he said, this is a day holy to the Lord. Do not mourn or weep. They actually had to stop doing some things in order to participate. Yes, the joy of the Lord is from God, but they actually had a part to play. Point number one, if you're taking notes tonight, is simply this. The joy of the Lord is a choice. What's challenging, I think, man, if it's God's joy, why didn't it just supernaturally happen in the meeting? Why didn't they just read the scripture and then people start laughing, jumping, celebrating, going around? Why? Because although it is God's joy, they had a response to it. They had a choice to make. Am I going to choose to engage with joy, or am I going to wait to feel it before I change? And I want to encourage you tonight, young person, joy is available for your life, but you need to not wait until you feel it. You need to, by faith, take hold of it. See, the joy of the Lord is God's joy, but it's your choice. And I believe so often we live a life without joy, and it's not because God doesn't want us to have joy. It's because we're not choosing joy. How do I know this? Well, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, verse number 5 to 16, rejoice always. Someone say always. Always. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. How do I know what God's will is for me? I'm 14. I'm in year 9. What does God want me to do? I've got news for you. He wants you to rejoice always. He wants you to pray continually. He wants you to give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. See, joy is not circumstantial. Joy is all the time. That's why the Bible says rejoice always, not rejoice some ways. Not rejoice sometimes, but rejoice at all times. How do we rejoice at all times? You have to realize that joy is not connected to your situation. Joy is connected to your God. And I think we get stuck because we live in quite a feeling generation where it's like, man, if I don't feel it, then it's not authentic and it's a performance and it's not real. Like, if I don't feel like jumping and dancing and smiling, then I'm being inauthentic. And I want to challenge that notion tonight. Because maybe for you, like, man, I want to be filled with joy, but I just don't feel, I feel sad, I feel low, I feel down. I saw people jumping in praise, and I wanted to be part of that, but man, I'm just going through a hard time. I've just gone through a breakup, or I'm going through a difficult situation at home, and I want to, but it's not real in here, it's not authentic in here. I want to ask you tonight, which you are you trying to be authentic to? Because I don't know if you realize this, young person. You are a person, yes. You have a body, yes. But you're not just a body, you have a spirit. And there's a part of you which is the spirit, and there's a part of you which is the soul. And your spirit is where the Holy Spirit lives. Your soul is where your mind, your will, your emotions live. So when people say, man, I want to be authentic, I don't want to be, you know, performing, I don't want to be putting it on. Well, which you are you being authentic to? Are you being authentic to your soul you that is feeling sad, your soul you that has these thoughts, your soul you that has these doubts, or are you being authentic to your spirit you that is commanded to rejoice always, your spirit you that has Jesus living inside, your spirit you that has been born again, your spirit you that has the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? We have a choice to make. And if you want to access the joy of the Lord, you got to not wait till you feel it. You got to choose joy. Some of us, we're waiting for the flesh, for the soul us to get rid of. I want to tell you, stop waiting and jump into the spirit you. See, the Bible says this in Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. There, it's two minds right there. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. Some of you are like, man, why don't I ever experience joy? Why don't I ever encounter God? Why don't I ever sense the presence of God? I want to encourage you, your flesh mind can't get you there. Your spirit mind has to. And we need to step out of our flesh self and learn to step into our spirit self. And it's through a process called yielding. Someone say yielding. Yielding is where you get into the spirit self and you pause the flesh self. Now, I'd heard of that word yield in church, but I never really understood what it meant. Until I was in America with my wife, we got to a road and this sign came up. If you can pop up that sign, it says yield. And I thought, well, I did not know this was a Christian sign. Telling me to yield to God. So I lifted my hands in the car. So, okay, God. And then the guy behind me, starts beaming. Okay, I've got it wrong. And I realized when they say yield, what they really mean is give way. Has everyone ever been to a give way sign? In Australia, it looks like this. The same sign, different words, but it's the exact same thing that happens. What do you do when you get to a give way sign? You get all the way to the road and then you stop. And if there's something else coming by, you don't get in the way, you let that thing come through. How do I get into the spirit self? How do I get out of the flesh self? You've got to learn to yield to God. Let me give you a practical demonstration of what it looks like. Say you're at an altar call. And you're like, man, I look so stupid right now. I bet my friends are looking at me all weird. What is going on? That's the flesh self.
That part of you is not going to encounter God. That part of you governed by death, governed by the flesh, is hostile. The Bible says it's an enemy. It's not going to help you. And it's not that we disregard our intellect, but what do? We pause it. And as God comes by, we let that happen. Maybe for you, you're at an altar call and you start feeling like a bit teary. And it's like, man, I don't want anyone to see. What you need to do is pause your mind and let the Holy Spirit. And if he wants to touch you with crying, let him touch you with crying. Maybe for you, this is a real example for some people in this place. You felt that pull, an invitation from the Lord to dance undignified. And you're like, nah, it can't be God, because if it was God, I would just spontaneously do it. What's happening is you're at the intersection. And you need to pause the mind that accuses yourself, saying you look stupid, saying you look like an idiot, saying that friend that you invited is not going to come. You got to pause that and yield. If their car's coming this way, don't get in the way of it. And so if that car is God saying it's time to dance, that's where you just start dancing. That's where you are getting undignified. That's where you get into the slipstream of what God is doing. So many people are like, man, oh, but it's not real though, because my mind isn't there. Your flesh mind and your spirit mind aren't always in agreement. And you know what? It's not just about encountering Jesus. It's about living in the world of joy. Because so many people say, man, yeah, I want joy, but I'll do joy when I feel joy. Oh, yeah, I want that laughing encounter that Celine has. I want to tell you, Celine's had to learn to yield. Oh, yeah, I want that. I see Jackie dancing around. I want that dance that Jackie learned to yield. I want to encourage you, nations, youth, to enter into the joy of the Lord. You have a choice to make. Am I going to be led by my flesh? Am I going to be led by my emotions? And am I going to be led by my feelings? Or am I going to be led by the Holy Spirit? Am I going to allow it to be the joy of the Lord? Am I going to get into the slipstream of what God is doing? Point number one tonight, if you're taking notes, this joy is a choice. Turn to your neighbor and say, let's go swimming. Turn to the other neighbor and say, you have a choice to make. You know, the choice isn't just practical out there. The choice is internal in here. Some of you didn't catch that. The choice isn't just practical out there. The choice is internal in here. I'm going to say it one more time. I need this penny to drop. The choice for joy is not out there. It's in here. Why would you say that? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Man, why do I got no joy? Because you're thinking about things that don't give you any joy. It's time to stop thinking about how hard this situation is and start thinking about how good your God is. Maybe he hasn't come through yet. I want to tell you, you can still think about how good he was to send Jesus to the cross for you. How good he was to die on that cross naked for you, hanging there with blood and flesh dripping off him with a crown of thorns. He chose that. When you begin to meditate on that, that becomes your reality. See, joy is a choice, and it's not just external, it's internal. That's why Psalm 42 verse 5 says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? It doesn't say you're not going through a hard time. It just asks the question, why in the middle of a hard time are you downcast? Because going through something that makes you downcast, that's out of your control, but staying downcast is your choice. Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. For I will yet praise him. I love that faith. My Savior and my God. I want to encourage you tonight. Point number one, the joy of the Lord. Joy is a choice. You have a choice to make. And that choice is going to either open you up to the world of joy or close you off to it. But I want to encourage you, joy isn't just available for a couple of people. Joy is available for this entire room. And I prophesy, it's not just for a service, it's for a lifetime. I want to raise up young men and young women out of this youth ministry that walk in victory over mental health, that walk in victory over anxiety, that walk in victory over all these mental health of depression, of bipolar. I want to raise up young and men and young women that walk in victory over addiction. Come on, somebody. I want to raise up young men and young women that when they're 40 and when they're 50 and when that business collapses, when that relative dies, when you're in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, you still got joy. You still choose joy. Why? Because you learn when you were 14. You learn when you were 15. It's not about what I'm going through. It's not about what's happening to me. It's about who I'm connected to. It's the joy of the Lord. I want to see you walk in joy. I want to see you live in joy. And this is a reality. It's an availability for you. Not just for a term, but for a lifetime. I believe this is a countercultural term because it's not just about this term, it's about your life. It's about the type of mom and dad you'll be one day. It's about the type of employee you'll be, about the type of husband or wife you'll be. You might not always go through the best situation. Jesus said, in this world, you'll have trouble. But I want to encourage you, whatever you walk through, there's joy of the Lord available. So point number one tonight, joy of the Lord is a choice. Point number two, are we okay so far? The joy of the Lord is both spiritual and practical. The joy of the Lord is both spiritual and practical. Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Have you ever had an encounter with God and you just walk away from it? Man, I'm just so happy right now. Why? Because it's a fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces the fruit of joy in your life. It's directly connected to Him. That's why the Bible actually says in Acts 13, verse 52, and all the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. It wasn't just filled with the Holy Spirit. There was an encounter, and there was an encounter with joy. But what's challenging to me is, yes, the joy of the Lord is spiritual, but also it's incredibly practical. And in this passage in Nehemiah 8, verse number 10, when Nehemiah was addressing and correcting the people to not be mourning and weeping, but to choose joy, it's really interesting to me what he says. He says this in verse number 10, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks. Send some to those who have nothing prepared, for this day is holy to the Lord our God. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. What's interesting to me is he told them to go have food, have drinks, and share that food and drink with other people. He sent them into a dinner party. I would think if the joy of the Lord is only spiritual, Nehemiah would have said, you need to go and pray. You need to go spend time with the Lord. You got to go on a fast. You got to go intercede. But he doesn't do that. He instructs them not just to do something that looks spiritual. He instructs them to do something that looks natural. He instructs them to go have a feast, have a drink of water, come on somebody, and have a party with someone that hasn't got anything to share. I want to tell you tonight, although the joy of the Lord is spiritual and it comes in encounters at altars, it's also very practical and it happens in community. It happens when we're together. It happens when we have food. It happens when we hang out. And I believe this term, God wants to restore the joy of the Lord, not just in an encounter, but in our community. To have an encounter with the joy of the Lord, you need the Holy Spirit to come upon you. But to be filled with the joy through community, we need each other. And so there's some practical things we're going to be doing this term, Nations Youth, that are going to help us experience the joy of the Lord. Is this okay? First thing that we're going to be doing this term to make space for the joy of the Lord, number one, is we're going to be spending longer in Connects. I love that we said, who loves your Connect leader in this place? Who's got the best Connect leader in Nations Youth Ministry? Now, I want to acknowledge, you know, there are times that we just do our best as a leadership team and a youth ministry to follow what God is on in the moment. And we've had moments historically where God's been so on worship and we've never wanted to quench God. Of course we don't. We want to follow God. And so to follow him, we made space for worship because we felt that was an emphasis in that season. But I just believe as the page turns into term two, we're entering into a new season where there's a new emphasis not only on worship but on joy. And to help accomplish this, you know, Nehemiah literally told them to go hang out with each other and have some food. We're going to start hanging out with each other and having some food right here on Connect Nights every second week. And so on our service weeks like tonight, it's, you know, going to be another great time of two praise, bunch of worship, God moving. I love it. But on our Connect weeks, to make space for our Connect, we're going to do two praise, but we're only going to do one worship song. But the reason is we want to maximize that time so you have nearly up to that full hour in Connects. So you're not just jumping in and saying, this is what God's doing. You get to hang out with each other. You get to play games with each other. You get to eat food with each other. You get to talk about each other. Come on, somebody. I want to challenge every single teenager in this place. This isn't just more time for more time's sake. This is more time for you to get more connected with your Connect. Because God's joy is not just in encounter. God's joy is in community. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. If you're a young person, I need you to get to know every person in your Connect group. There should not be one person in that room, unless it's their first time, that you don't know them. It's not your Connect group leader's job only to connect with everyone. It's your job. If this is your youth ministry, it's time to connect with your Connect. Come on, somebody. Because God's joy is an encounter, but it's also in community. We're going to be spending more time in Connect starting next week. We're going to have a nice long Connect time. Feel free to bring some snacks, some lollies, maybe some Krispy Kremes. If you're feeling dangerous, maybe even a cheeky yogurt and muesli from Myrie IGA. Body's a temple, come on. Then you just share the Krispy Kreme and have the whole yogurt. Come on, somebody. We're going to spend longer in Connects. Number two, we're going to have a great emphasis on praise. You know, the Bible says to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise and to give thanks to him and praise his name. We don't just praise because it's a nice way to start a service. We praise because it's powerful, it's spiritual. And according to the Bible, it's a roadmap into his very presence. And so every single week, we're going to be doing two praise songs here on a Friday night. But I want to encourage you that maybe you're like, man, that's not really my personality to praise. I'm more of like the reflective type. I'm more of like the, I want to sit with my chai latte. I want my soaking music on. And like, look, I don't love chai lattes, but I like soaking. It's good. But I want to encourage you. When you say, man, that's not my personality to praise, what personality are you talking about? Is it your soul or is it your spirit? We're going to make space to praise more. Why? Because there's a part of God's joy that can only be encountered through praise. How do I know this? The Bible says this in Psalm 47, verse 1. Clap your hands, all you nations. Come on, 30% of you doing it. Clap your hands, all you nations. This is so important. God wrote it specifically to our church. He said, clap your hands, all of you nations. It doesn't say, clap your hands, all you extroverts. It doesn't say, clap your hands, all you that are going through a good time. It says, clap your hands, all you nations. I'm pretty sure this is everyone in this room, but if you have a left hand and you have a right hand, they were made to praise the Lord. Not only that, it says, shout. Someone say, shout.
Shout.
Someone say, shout.
Shout to God with cries of joy. Now, I get it. God can hear your whisper. I love whispering to God too. But shouting isn't a personality type. Shouting is biblical. And maybe for you, you need to learn to yield to God by getting out of the flesh self and getting into your spirit self, getting into your praise self, and actually beginning to clap, beginning to shout, beginning to dance, beginning to cry out. Why? Because it doesn't just shout out to God with a cry of despair. Shout out with a cry of joy. There is a part of God's joy available to you only in the context of praise. So every single week when we open up for praise, when we praise God, I need you to know Nations Youth Ministry. I need you to know every young person. If you're in this youth and this is your spiritual home, you're connected here. This isn't just a nice fun time to bump around with your mates. It's an opportunity for you to step into the Spirit and begin to clap, begin to dance, begin to shout. And I believe as you do, the joy of the Lord's going to erupt. I want to encourage you, you know, I love having fun. I'm all about that. But if you bumping into your friend is distracting you from Jesus, stop doing it. According to Celine, if you bumping into your friend distracts you from Jesus, stop doing it. But I'm not going to police how you praise. But I do know this, your hands were made to clap, your voice is meant to shout. It's not a personality. It's a biblical invitation. You know, really cool as well. One thing we're going to really do this term is we're going to prioritize music out of Planet Boom Youth Ministry. And the reason for that is there are certain churches that carry certain mantles for certain things. And upon Planet Shakers, there is a mantle of breakthrough and praise. And I just feel like God wants a bit of that DNA to get into us. And look, I get it. Tonight. I was like, I never thought I'd be barking, but here we are. I want to encourage us, even if you're like, man, this isn't really my preference, recognize that God has done something significant on that church. And there's a part of God's joy that will be experienced only through the expression of praise. Now, can I share a quick story? In fact, can the band come join me? That'll be amazing. We'll land this plane. You know, when you're flying, the airplane landing's 30 minutes. So just know, you've got 30 more minutes. Just kidding. We've got 26. But this church, Planet Shakers, the reason they have a culture of praise and a culture of breakthrough is the senior pastor, Pastor Russell Evans, his mum was on a missions trip in Papua New Guinea, and she got really sick, and she was in the hospital, and in this hospital, a snake came into her room. Physical snake. Anyway, her uncle saw it, came in, you know, got it out, awesome, you know, praise God, he's a hero. But something went off in her mind from that encounter, and she fell into an incredible psychosis and depression. So bad, she had to be flown back from Papua New Guinea to Brisbane, and got sent into a psych hospital where when they would go to visit her, they would hear her screaming at night. Now, this wasn't, you know, Pastor Russell's mum that he knew. She was a woman of God. She was a woman of faith. She was a woman of the Word. But something happened that triggered something in her brain, and she was talking to God, praying, God, what do I do? How do I combat this? And she felt the Holy Spirit say, I want you to praise me. She was like, what do you mean praise you? I'm going through this storm, the situation, but she read a book called From Prison to Praise. She felt like the Lord was showing her that her breakthrough was going to happen through praise. So every morning she would get up and she would jump in her living room. She'd just begin to praise God. God, I thank you that you're good. Thank you that you're holy.
I thank you that you're wonderful. I thank you for my two sons. I thank you that you're going to use them in this nation. I thank you you're going to raise them up to be your voice. God, I give you honor. I give you glory. And it would start and it would be so hard, but after about 10 minutes, it would lift, because the Bible says he gives a spirit of praise for a spirit of heaviness. But then after that day, it would come back on. And every day she did that for years. And so one day she was at a Holy Ghost meeting, and there was an American evangelist who just said, "The Holy Spirit's here, here, catch." And as he did, the whole room went under the power of God. And she was at the bottom of this pile. And she got up. She got completely set free in that moment. She ended up going to the airport to see off this guest pastor. And as she was leaving, the pastor looked at her, had a word of knowledge, said, "You had some spirits come into your life through a snake that entered your room. And God has completely set you free of that." And Pastor Russell shares, you know, why is Planet Shakers known for praise? How did he learn that? And he begins to describe, he didn't learn that because he was going through a good situation. He learned that because as a teenager, he listened to his mum in the other room, walking through a hard situation, walking through a storm, walking through mental health issues, walking through psychosis, but beginning to praise God and bring a sacrifice of praise and say, "God, you're good. God, you're wonderful. God, you're holy. There's no one like you. You're the Alpha, you're the Omega, you're the beginning, you're the end, you're the offshoot of Jesse. I worship you. You are wonderful, God. You are awesome, God." And it was in that storm that a spirit of praise erupted. If you listen to their songs, it's not just hype, there's an anointing on it. You know what's really exciting, actually I'll share this in just a moment, but I'm just believing that praise is going to break out like we've never experienced before as a youth ministry. We're also going to have on service weeks right here on the platform, along with our praise leaders, we're going to have dance leaders that lead us to dance before the Lord. The Bible says David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly garment. So David and all the people of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and the blowing of ram's horns. Praise isn't just your words, it's your body too. I'm so excited because we've got Poppy Reeve next service week in 2 weeks' time. She's been helping create a dance. We honor you, Poppy. Can we give it up for Poppy, everyone? Give her a round of applause. So next service week, next week's Connect. Week 3 is a service week. We're going to have dances on the platform. It's not for hype or gimmick. It's to praise the Lord. Not only that, but on week 10, in alignment with this theme, you know, Nehemiah sent them off to feast and to eat and to dance. We're going to do week 10 right here, Nations Youth Dinner Dance. Come on, somebody. Where we're going to feed you for the night. You're going to wear your best outfit, whatever you want to wear, but we're going to party the night away on week 10. In fact, we've got so many great things coming up. Can we put up the week term overview, if that's okay? This is our term overview. We've got this night as a launch. United We Stand, Unite Night. All the topics here, service weeks, connect weeks, encounter nights, dinner dance week 10. If you go to that next slide with the QR code, I know you got your phones out, but if you go to the next one with the QR code, this has that term overview and wallpapers for you to save to your phone as well. Can we just thank Maddie for putting this together for us? So if you want a wallpaper about the joy of the Lord, 9 designs to pick from, plus the term overview. Scan that on the side screens or in the middle. And also as well, coming up in the term holidays, we have Nations Conference. Come on, somebody. Come on, we got Nations Conference in the term holiday. Come on, somebody. I'm excited because our senior high this year, you're going to have a special senior high session. I shared before the testimony from Planet Shakers. That senior pastor, Pastor Russell Evans, is going to be preaching just to us senior high this conference. We're going to be feeding every single teenager that comes along junior high. You're going to have your own stream as well again. It's going to be amazing this year. That's coming up in the school holidays. Make sure it's in your calendar. We announced it earlier, Awe and Wonder. It's going to be phenomenal. But number one, the joy of the Lord is a choice. Joy of the Lord is both practical and spiritual. And number three, so we bring this to a landing. The joy of the Lord is not our reward, it is our strength. encourage you to get your heart ready for an encounter with God tonight. What do you mean the joy of the Lord is not a reward, it's our strength? Well, Nehemiah said, rejoice because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, strength is something that you need before a battle. Reward is something you get after a battle. And I believe God wants us to know that joy isn't for when your circumstance changes. Joy is for before anything ever changes. See, I need strength when I've got something to do. I need strength when I'm coming up to something that's difficult. I don't know what situation you're in tonight. I don't know what difficult situation you're in. I don't know what mountain you're facing. I don't know what you're walking through. But I know this tonight, Nations Youth. Joy is not available only on the other side. Joy is available right now. Before anything ever happens, before the doctor's report changes, before that sickness gets healed, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, maybe for you tonight, you feel like, man, I'm in the middle of a storm, and I don't want to minimize your pain. I don't want to minimize what you're walking through, but I do want you to know joy is not a reward for the other side. You do not need your situation to change first. You need joy first. That's why the Bible says rejoice always. It's not about what I'm going through. It's about who I'm connected to. See, joy wasn't just for after the battle. It's for before it. And I believe that God wants to restore joy to people tonight that are in the middle of a situation that naturally you shouldn't have joy. Maybe for you, you're in the midst of a many year long mental health battle. You might even be a devoted Christian in this place. You might have fasted, you might have prayed, but if you're honest, you're still struggling with depression, you're still struggling with anxiety. I want to tell you, joy is not a reward for when it shifts. Joy is available right now before it even changes. Maybe you're facing a chronic health condition and there's sickness in your body. Joy isn't just for the other side. Joy is for before you even get healed. Maybe you're struggling in your purity tonight. Maybe there's a sin issue in your life that you've been journeying with your Connect leader, and it's just, there's a cycle going on. I want to tell you, joy is not only for when you get delivered. Joy is available right now, even in the midst of your pain. Maybe God's trying to build a strong prayer life in you. Maybe there's someone in your life you need to forgive. Maybe your school grades aren't where they're meant to be. Maybe you're in a family situation right now that is just tough. Maybe you come to youth and you go home and your home life looks nothing like your church life. Your family situation might be full of aggression, full of division. Some of you might even be full of abuse and drugs and violence. I want to tell you tonight, joy is not just for the other side. Joy is not just for when the circumstance changes. Joy is not just for when you get healed. It's not for when you get free. The joy of the Lord is not just your reward. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's available now. It's available tonight. The pool is here. It's not a reward. It's your strength, and it's available even right now. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In John chapter 9, I had this passage come in my heart in worship tonight. Jesus went along and saw a blind man from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, Jesus, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, and he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means send. So the man went and washed, came home seeing. He saw a man that was blind from birth. How many of you know that's a long time to be dealing with a condition? What's challenging to me is the way Jesus healed him. Is Jesus didn't just say, receive your sight, be healed. He spits on the ground, makes mud with the saliva and the dirt, and then puts that in his eyes. How many of you know that's not a great day? If your life wasn't already tough enough, you're not only you're blind now, you're now blind with mud in your eyes. And then Jesus says, now go, walk to the pool of Siloam. No, that's great. The only problem is Jesus, he's blind. How is a blind man who's been blind since birth, he's never seen the pool of Siloam. He's never seen the road signs. He's never seen what it looks like. He doesn't know. How is a blind man meant to do anything like that? But Jesus says, go and wash. I love the Bible says, he did. He went, he washed, and he came back seeing. At what point did the man's eyes open, do you reckon? Was it when he was in the water? Was it on his way back from the water? Was it when he got home? I don't know. But I do know this. It wasn't as he heard the word. It was as he obeyed the voice. Something began to open. And I just feel to prophesy tonight, Nations Youth, that the joy of the Lord, the powerful, supernatural, spiritual joy of the Lord, it is available for you. It is in this place right now. But I believe we've got a generation like the blind man that are sitting by waiting for their eyes to be healed before they walk. We're waiting to feel joy before we start behaving joy. We're waiting to feel joy before we start shouting. We're waiting to feel joy before we start praising. We're waiting to feel joy before we start getting undignified. But I believe tonight the invitation is for you. It's time to choose joy. And at first, you know, you might feel like this isn't working. This is my flesh. Maybe for you, you've never actually clapped and danced before. And you're like, this is weird. I look so strange. What is happening? I bet this blind man looked really strange. As he did something he's never done before. As he took his time. Maybe for you, it's laughing in the middle of the service. And you're like, man, this feels strange. Ha, 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 ha. What is happening right now? I bet the blind man felt strange, felt like the eyes were on him. As he did something he never did, he got something he never got before. I want to prophesy to you now, joy is available, but it requires your partnership. It requires your response. Some of you, you're waiting for your mental health condition to be healed before you get joy and praise God. I want to tell you, even in the midst of anxiety, in the midst of depression, some of you tonight, I'm going to prophesy right now, you've got demonic attacks in your dream and you're scared to go to bed and you're struggling the night hours. I've got to tell you right now, joy isn't for afterwards. Joy is for right now. Joy is for this moment. It's time to not wait to be able to see before we walk. It's time to not wait till we feel before we praise. To not wait until we feel before we dance. It's time to wait until we not feel before we jump into the river of joy tonight. So I want to ask you tonight, Nations Youth, joy is available. Do you want it? Joy is available, but it's your choice. It's God's joy, your decision. Would you stand to your feet all across this place? You know, earlier in the service, I said, if you're here and visiting and you're not a Christian, you're not following Jesus, I'm going to give you a moment to invite Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. This is that moment. So I want to invite, ask everyone across this place to close your eyes. Every new person, every leader, every volunteer. If you're here tonight and you want to get your life right with God, you want to give your life to Jesus. Jesus loves you so much. He died on the cross for you. He rose from the grave for you. And tonight you can have a reason for joy because it's not about what you've done. It's about what he's done for you. He's paid the price for your sin. He did it all for you when he hung on that cross. The good news isn't you need to work hard to come to God. The good news is God has done everything necessary to come to you. God became Jesus. This perfect Jesus lived a perfect life and then died a sinner's death. And he rose from the grave. He's coming back again to rule and reign. But we live in this window of time where we have an opportunity to turn our lives away from our sin and give them back to God and invite him to be our Lord and our Savior. And the Bible says, if you believe that he is your Lord, you'll be saved. So I want to invite you to say a prayer right now that invites Jesus to be your Lord. And to know who I'm praying for, the Bible says, if you acknowledge me before people, I'll acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. So if that's you tonight, with all Christians praying as well, you're here and you say, Matt, I want to give my life to Jesus. On the count of three, right where you are, I want you to lift your hand. Maybe you're nervous. Maybe you're new or visiting and you're not sure this is your moment. If you're maybe you used to be a believer, but you know you haven't been following Jesus, this is your moment too. I want to encourage you to respond. On the count of three, would you lift your hand? One, two, and three. Would you lift that hand right now and I'll see it? I can include you in a prayer. Just looking around left to right, nice and high, just because we're standing. Just above your head and wave it like you're in a classroom. If you're here tonight, say, Matt, that's me. I want to invite Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Just looking around left to right. If there's anyone here, you're in this place. You might have lifted it already. Yeah, awesome. I see your hand over there. Thanks, bro. Come on. Anyone else? You say, Matt, that's me. I want that relationship with God. I want that forgiveness of my sin. Would you lift that hand nice and high? Just going to give it like 20 more seconds. If that's you, lift that hand high, wave it. I'll see it. You pull it straight back down. I just feel like there's a couple more people in this place looking around left to right. If you're here, you want to invite Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. Would you lift that hand nice and high? Jesus, we love you. 5 more seconds. If you're here, you're wrestling. If you're wrestling tonight, this is for you. This is your moment. Come on, don't say I'll do it next week. This is your night. This is your moment. Lift your hand nice and high. I'm going to include you in a prayer right now. Just looking around. I just do really feel like there's one more person wrestling in this place. Come on, this is your sign. If you're here, lift that hand nice and high. Wave it just because I can't really see with the light. So if you have lifted it and I haven't seen it, lift it again just so I can acknowledge that that's you. Okay, I don't see any more hands. What we're going to do is we're going to pray for that young man that lifted his hand. We're going to repeat these words after me. Say this, say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died for me. I thank you that you rose from the grave. I ask, come into my life. Come be my Lord. Come be my Savior. I give my life to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, can we just give a massive clap of praise right now? So good. Come on. So good. For this gentleman over here that lifted your hand, one of our leaders would have seen you. We're just going to get a Bible over to you right after the service. Danny, if you want to even help coordinate that now, and if he's not on your Connect, just make sure the right Connect leader comes over. Just the young guy with the gray shirt there on row 3 from the front there. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, perfect. He's looking around. You can let Danny know, bro. That's fantastic. Can we give it up for this young man, everyone? Amazing. Come on, would you just lift your hands all across this room? If you're here tonight, you're saying, Matt, I want this term to be a term that I don't just know about, but I experience the joy of the Lord. What I want you to do in just a moment's time, on the count of three, is I want you to actually get out of your seat and come worship up the front here. But here's a condition. If you're responding, you need to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. And we're going to worship Jesus together. And I just feel like there's going to be yield moments where the Lord's going to invite you. Maybe some of you it's to cry, like cry out. Maybe some of you it's to dance, to shout, to laugh. I don't know what it is. But I know this, you need to pause your mind and get into the slipstream of God's Spirit. And I believe as you do, just like the man, as he went to the waters, he came back seeing, as you do, joy is going to erupt in this place tonight. I prophesy, I believe a joy bomb is going off in this room tonight. And I just really felt there's like that swimming pool of joy. And so if you're here, you're saying, I don't just want to understand, I want to jump in. On the count of three, in just a moment, I want you to come forward. But please hear me. I really feel this. Like, you need to not just come and stand and be like, okay, yeah, God. No, no. You got to jump on in. You might get to step number 4 and you might feel the Holy Spirit say it's time to start dancing. You might not hear it. You might just feel it. You have got to yield, young person. You might feel like an idiot. You might feel like you look stupid. But as you do, as the blind man went, the eyes were open. As you do, joy begins to come. I even prophesied tonight, some of you in this place, there are chains and of depression, and you're going to dance off depression tonight. I believe it. Like, we often always think, oh man, my breakthrough is going to be a somber moment where I scream and it goes crazy. What if your breakthrough looks like dancing tonight? What if your breakthrough looks like laughter? What if your breakthrough looks like joy? So if you're here, you're saying, Matt, I don't just want to hear about it. I want to experience it. And I'm willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, whatever it looks like, whatever it sounds like. I want you on the count of three to get out of your seat and come worship and come yield your body, your mind, your will, your emotions to the Lord tonight. And Jackie, you lead us wherever you feel to go. You guys ready to go? 1, 2, 3.
like David. When the ark comes back to the city, when the ark comes back to the streets, when the ark comes back to the city, sing it again. When the ark comes back to the city, when the ark comes back to the streets, when the ark comes back to the city, we're gonna dance like David. David, whoa, whoa, dance like David, whoa, whoa. Come on, hey, hey. I can't contain it, God, I feel so free, it's amazing, I don't care who thinks I'm crazy, there is liberty. Oh, I can't contain it, I can't contain it.
Joy down in my heart. We've got the joy
down in my heart.
Come on, let's just prophesy tonight. We've got the joy.
We've got the joy.
Come on, declare it over your situation.
Down in our heart.
Declare it over your anxiety.
We've got the joy.
Declare it over that situation you're walking through.
Down in our heart. Down in our heart.
We got the joy.
Down in our heart. Down in our heart, down in our heart.
We got the joy.
Down in our heart,
down in our heart.
Thank you, God. Come on, all across this place, we just lift your hands, Nations Youth. Come on. Jesus, we thank you for what you've begun tonight in this place. Would we yield not just here on a Friday? I pray and I prophesy we would learn to yield in our bedrooms. I see young people putting in AirPods, getting a Bluetooth speaker, putting praise on in your bedroom, and having a glory party with you and the Holy Ghost. Father, would joy, would it not be something we just experience here? Let it be reality we live in. God, I pray that we'd come to Fridays not only full of faith and expectation, but full of joy too. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. Jesus, we honor you. Just 10 more seconds. Just lift your hands and enjoy the Lord for a moment. Thank you, God. Oh, we love you, Lord. Jesus. Come on, just say this. Say, fill me with joy, Jesus. So good. Oh, so good. Oh. This girl here, what's your name again? Sorry. Rua. I thought it was. Rua, can you come up on stage for a second? Just come. Chris, help her up. I'll take your hand. You can see it, yeah. Just in 10 seconds, tell us what God's doing in you right now. That was the most powerful testimony we've ever had shared. If you want some of that, I just believe that's happening this week and it's happening this term. Some of you, we can't control God, but we can yield to God. It's like being a sailor. We can't control the wind, but we can catch the wind. And I believe there's going to be wind moments. Some of you might be in your bedroom and it's like, I'd feel like laughing and your parents are going to be like, is everything okay in there, sweetie? And, you know, all the best with that situation if that's you. But if you want a bit of what God's doing in Rua's life, we just lift your hands and say, Jesus, do it in me. Whenever you want, however you want, I yield to you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Can you say amen tonight? Let's give Jesus a clap of praise. So good, man. Amazing. Come on. Everyone say next week. Next week we have Connect Week. It's going to be incredible right here. Joy of the Lord part 2. You'll connect for like an hour. What I need everyone to do right now is get your phone out and text your parents saying, can I stay for one more song? Can we do one of the ones we did at the beginning of the night? Amazing. But Nations Youth, God bless you. Can I have a pastoral leader outside connecting with parents? That's on the roster. Lights on in the foyer. God bless you. Have an amazing week. We'll see you this Sunday in church. Let's praise.
Till the walls come down, I'ma praise you. I'ma Next week or at church on Sunday. We love you.